Message number 513. By declaring the voice of the Holy Spirit to be evil, you are guilty of a blasphemy of such magnitude proportions. Wednesday, August 8, 2012 at 11:20 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, when people ask what I mean by the Word of God, let me explain. The Word of God is contained in the Holy Bible, both the Old and the New Testaments. The Word of God, the truth, is being given to the world through these messages by the gift of the Holy Spirit. These messages are being presented by the Holy Trinity and are the only ones of their kind ever delivered to humanity by a prophet. The reason is that this is the last mission, the final form of divine communication and intervention being presented to the world because of my second coming. Never interfere with the power of the Holy Spirit, for this is a very serious sin. In these messages, the voice of the Holy Spirit is being poured out to save mankind from eternal damnation. You may deny me your Jesus or the divine messages given to you by my beloved mother, and you will be forgiven. For all of you have the right to discern such holy messages because of your gift of free will. However, when you reject the Holy Spirit and publicly blaspheme against it, this is an eternal sin, and only a miracle sanctioned by God the Father can save your soul. You must remain silent if in doubt about any divine message given to the world, and pray for the seer. Pray and follow your faith and continue in your ways of honoring God. It is very important that you do this. By declaring the voice of the Holy Spirit to be evil, you are guilty of a blasphemy of such magnitude proportions that this is deemed an unforgivable sin. You need to ask God to forgive you now, because should you continue to mount deliberate campaigns to block the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Trinity, and declare it to be an evil spirit, you will not, nor can you, be forgiven, for this is a grave sin. Many well-meaning Christians pull this work apart. The messages they say do not conform with Holy Scripture. When they say this, they do not know the truth which is contained in the Holy Bible. They either attack these messages based on hearsay by others who claim to know the truth, or they declare them to be untrue based on their flawed interpretation of the truth. Worse still, they twist the truth and compare these messages with new and ludicrous interpretations of the Holy Bible. Listen to me now, your Jesus, as I tell you this. The high priests in my time on earth tried to twist the truth of God's laws in order to justify their rejection of me. They used lies to stop people from hearing my voice. They declared me a liar, a false prophet, and accused me of heresy. I blasphemed against the laws of the church, they said, and violated the Sabbath by conducting the Paschal meal on a different day to the one they deemed to be correct. They not only misunderstand me, they outrightly rejected me because they were not prepared to welcome the true Messiah at that time. They were not ready. They never thought that they would witness the arrival of the true Messiah in their lifetime. So wrapped up were they in their ceremonies, their hierarchical regulations, which at that time exalted their leaders and placed them on pedestals as the real kings of their church, that they had no room in their hearts for me, the Redeemer of mankind. The same will happen again as I prepare the world for my second coming. The Pharisees could not understand the importance of humility. They could not accept how God works, and that He does not exalt the powerful or the most experienced religious leaders in His church to unveil His plans or warn His children. God chose the ignorant, the humble, and the generous of heart to deliver His warnings to humanity. He raised the weak and elevates them through suffering to become pure of heart so that he can manage how he communicates with them. In this way, human pride on the part of the prophet is unlikely to interfere with the truth. They rejected John the Baptist and murdered him. They murdered the prophets of old. They tormented chosen souls through whom God communicated with. In your world today, do you think it will be any different? Will you devoted followers of me and those who claim to be experts in my Christian or other churches who believe in my eternal Father accept the word of God today? No. You will do exactly unto the prophets, the true prophets, as has been done to them since the beginning. You will vilify them in my Father's name. But remember this. When the truth is finally revealed to you, there will be no turning back if you are found guilty of the one eternal sin. That is, if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Should you blaspheme against me, Jesus Christ, you will be forgiven. If you deny the gift of prophecy, you too will be forgiven. But if you block the final plan of salvation by ridiculing openly and gathering believers of my church to consistently proclaim the voice of the Holy Spirit to be false and evil, you will suffer eternal damnation. Your Jesus.